Salem Band began performing way back in 1771, making it one of the oldest community bands in the nation. These days, you can hear the ensemble perform free public concerts 7 times a year. 5 of them are outdoors in the beautiful shaded confines of Salem Square. The Salem Band Winter Concert is one of 2 indoor performances. It'll be held next Tuesday, February 4th, in Brendel Recital Hall on the campus of Wake Forest University. Since May of 2011, Salem Band has been led by music director, Winston-Salem Symphony bass clarinetist, and Wake Forest University saxophone, woodwind ensembles, and clarinet instructor, Eileen Young. Who all can be involved in the Salem Band?
Well, our bylaws stipulate that for the enjoyment of everyone involved, at this point our players need to be at least an intermediate level, preferably intermediate to advanced. One of the things I was charged with doing when I took the job was expanding the membership and also diversifying our membership a little bit. We have probably 6 players with music degrees from School of the Arts, UNCG. And even just that many players have brought a much higher level and set a good example of playing for the others. Many of our brass players are from the Moravian band tradition, also exceptional players, and the overall sound of the band has improved so much, and I've been really pleased with it. When I started, there were 40, 45 members, and now we're at 60 members.
What's been the most rewarding part for you personally, Eileen?
Well, I think just getting to know all these different people and bringing people together, which I was glad that the band wanted to not only expand the number but the diversity of the membership, and that's really brought together older and younger people, musically more educated people. We have some former Wake Forest faculty members in there, some alumni, and like I said, School of the Arts grads, and people from all over, and bringing them, all these different people together to work towards one goal has been really gratifying for me as the director.
Challenging music, and at the beginning with America, a really neat arrangement and lots of great percussion and rhythmic things going on.
Yes, and that was a challenge for us at that time. We spent a lot of time on that piece, but it was very relevant to the program at Wake Forest. And we ended up using it on our patriotic concert.
In the bleak midwinter, another very nice arrangement, one that, not surprisingly, features the clarinet.
Yes, and the clarinetist on that recording is Jacob Eichhorn, who is a music major on clarinet at Wake Forest, a student of mine, who studied with me in high school as well. And he took a year off between graduating from Wake, and he's now in graduate school in Colorado. And he was the principal clarinetist in the band, and I was thrilled to have him there. And he brought a lot to the section and did a great job on that extensive solo on that work. We're playing some more original band pieces. One of our selections by Persichetti is an original composition. And the Shostakovich Festive Overture, which has been a big challenge for the band, but they are up to it, and we're excited to perform it indoors.
That's a fast one.
And I give them a break on the tempo, but they're being real good sports about it. It's one of my very favorite pieces.
Winston-Salem Symphony bass clarinetist and Wake Forest University instructor Eileen Young has conducted Salem Band since her appointment in 2011. Salem Band Winter Concert is Tuesday, February 4th at 7:30 in Brendel Recital Hall on the Wake Forest campus. As with all Salem Band performances, the concert is free and open to the public. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.